This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Welcome to this Prep with Mike podcast. I'm Mike Adams, your host. Always appreciate your support, and be sure to check out all the other videos and podcasts at prepwithmike.com. Today's topic is kind of a revisiting of a topic that you've heard before, but there's some important new context to it. And it's the idea that most of the people you know will not be prepared for what's coming. In fact, you and I may not be fully prepared for what's coming. I've been receiving intel recently that even has me concerned. The intel says that there are going to be cyber attacks on the power grid infrastructure, and that China and North Korea have been probing our power infrastructure for many years. That's actually well known. That's not just some theory. But they've made a list of vulnerabilities, and they're going to be able to launch Stuxnet-style cyber attacks against certain refineries and power substations and power producers, such as natural gas producers and so on. And this is going to happen as part of a zero-day attack to bring down the power grid as much as possible regionally and to cause sufficient chaos across America, which will result in the Democrats trying to throw the outcome of the election into, total chaos, I guess, is the best term for it. Because they know that Trump is going to win in the Electoral College. It's not even close. He's going to win with over 300 Electoral College votes, probably a lot more than that. And so they need to sow confusion and chaos. And they're going to do that with the help of China and North Korea. This is a globalist operation to try to defeat Trump and also defeat the United States. And so what's coming is coordinated grid-down attacks and also attacks on the communications systems. And some people have even been reporting that various corporate leaders, for example, in the energy industry, have already been informed by the White House to expect loss of communications infrastructure as well as power infrastructure. This is being widely anticipated by many people who are in the know. Now, the reason this is relevant to you is, number one, this isn't just a solar flare, and it's not even an EMP weapon. It's a cyber attack, and America's power infrastructure is very vulnerable to this specific form of attack. When the power grid goes down, most people won't be ready to deal with it. And remember, cell towers, okay? Cell towers have battery backup that lasts a little while. It may last 30 minutes at one particular kind of cell tower. It may last 6 hours. But there are very few cell towers that have batteries that last longer than half a day. And the same thing is true with communications towers for point-to-point internet bandwidth systems. Many such systems will function for a few hours, but after that, they don't function at all. And the average American really doesn't have much experience surviving without electricity and also without communications. This is the issue now. They've grown accustomed to a society where the power is always on, and their cell phone pretty much always works, at least in the cities, for sure. So in summary, what we're really looking at here is a society where people haven't practiced dealing with these grid-down scenarios and also a loss of communications. Now, it's important to realize that with a loss of communications, what goes with it is, in most cases, a loss of emergency services communications as well. So there may be satellite ground station repeaters will lose power, which means that the satellites aren't useful. And a lot of the communications that happens today is done that way, emergency services. It's bounced off satellites and then off ground repeaters. So when those lose power, guess what? You've got no 911. And that's the whole point of this, is to thrust America to plunge the nation into chaos and bring it to its knees. And right away, as you might expect, you're going to have rioting and looting and arson and whatever else, mayhem in the cities. So if you thought Antifa and Black Lives Matter, if you thought they were crazy before, well, everything you've seen so far is when the power grid works. And when the police know that they're there, what's going to happen when there's no power grid and then the riots break out and the police are totally occupied elsewhere? So then you're going to have unbounded riots and looting and burning down businesses and all kinds of chaos, which is exactly what the enemies of America want to achieve. Now, again, most people aren't prepared for this. Remember that you can't buy groceries when the power is out because the grocery store needs power to run, you know, the cashier scanners and to run the credit cards and the debit cards and all that crap. They can't even do cash transactions anymore. Not like when you and I grew up, you know, if the power went out, they could go back to, you know, punching the numbers on a mechanical cash register or something, and they could take cash. But today they can't even open the drawer without their computers working. They can't even take cash. And besides, the cashiers don't know how to count anyway. that's how bad things are. So you're not going to be able to buy groceries. You're going to be living on whatever you have at the moment that this happens, or maybe whatever you can barter for, you know, using silver coins and gold, perhaps, or whatever you've got. Ammunition would be especially valuable in this scenario. So you're going to be on your own, and a lot of other people are as well. And the people who get food stamps are going to riot because the food stamp transaction system obviously relies on electricity and a functioning internet. Otherwise, it doesn't function. You know, phone lines have to work and so on. It just goes down if those things don't work. So you're going to be dealing with a level of chaos and mayhem that we haven't yet seen. And then on top of that, the next layer on top of that is that China has troops, both in Canada on the West Coast, northwest of Vancouver, I believe, and then in Mexico, across the border from California for the most part. And China is going to bring these troops into the United States to take part in an attempted invasion, a land invasion of the country. This is what's going to happen. And I just did an interview with J.R. Nyquist, who's an expert historian and researcher, analyst. And in the interview, the first part of that interview is now posted, by the way, on Brighteon.com. If you want to check it out, just search for his name, Nyquist, N-Y-Q-U-I-S-T. He warns that China has pre-positioned war assets such as ammunition, weapon systems, and even uniforms in the United States to prepare for an internal uprising, an invasion, a sabotage, tearing down infrastructure such as the power grid, you know, bombing the control systems that control the water supply and so on. You know, Los Angeles, the entire city of Los Angeles depends on water being pumped over a mountain, and all that, those pumps are dependent on mostly a natural gas power generator that's located near the west coast of California. And that whole facility is one bomb away from being taken out. And that's the kind of thing that China would do. You know, that's the kind of thing that these enemies of America would try to pull off. And they could plunge all of LA into a water crisis, literally overnight. And it's very simple for them to pull that off. These are not complex things when you've got the funding of communist China behind you, or for that matter, the funding of George Soros, who also wants to destroy America. So there are layers of attacks that are coming. It's not going to be just the power grid going down. It's going to be the power goes out and you can't get food, and the food debit card systems, the food stamps don't work, and we're being invaded, and a bunch of Chinese troops in America are activated and they have RPGs and they're like blowing up airplanes on runways, and they're launching mortars at fuel refineries in Houston or outside of Houston. You know, this is what I'm talking about, this kind of scenario. So you think you've planned enough for, you know, a power outage? Maybe you have, but what about the chaos that follows? They're going to layer all of these assaults on top of each other in order to amplify their effects. And it will probably be a very effective strategy, especially in the cities where people just have no sense of preparedness whatsoever. I don't know what's wrong with people who live in the cities these days, but they can't survive even when the water stops working. They don't know what to do. You know, they're just clueless for the most part. I know there are exceptions, but most of them are clueless. So I hope this gives you some idea of the degree of preparedness that you need to keep in mind. This is not a drill. These things are really going to happen. We don't know the exact timing. We don't know the exact magnitude or which regions are going to get hit first versus other regions. You know, some regions of America will be perfectly fine. You might be in rural Indiana somewhere and nothing, none of this is going to affect you. That's very possible. Or certainly you're in rural, you know, Idaho or Wyoming or Utah or somewhere out west like that, you're going to be fine. You know, if you're in rural Washington, you're going to be fine. This is going to affect the city areas mostly, but also some of it will spread to the suburbs. The power outages will certainly affect wider areas, but the cities, that's where the mayhem and violence is really going to be felt. So once again, don't be there. Don't be in those cities when it all hits the fan. And have a bug out plan. Maybe just get out in advance. Maybe move out, you know, but have a way to flee with a firearm, with fuel for your vehicle, with a map, you know, in case GPS doesn't work and in case you have no ability to get more gasoline because the power is out. So the gas stations can't pump gas, for example. You need to have a plan that has a realistic chance of functioning. And, you know, you may need to bug out on foot. So that's something else to keep in mind. I wouldn't want to try to hike my way out of Los Angeles. That sounds like a suicide mission, frankly. I mean, seriously. You know, you step foot in the wrong gang zone and you're basically toast. And then if you manage to survive all the gangs, you've got, you know, hundreds of miles of desert. Good luck with that. You know, maybe it'd be better to have a freaking boat. just go out into the ocean and try to sail around, you know, maybe sail up north and try to dock somewhere on the Oregon coast or something. That'd be, you'd have a much better chance of surviving versus trekking through the deserts of California. That's for sure. In any case, or use the Bill Burr thing, have a helicopter in your backyard. Just fly on out of there in your helicopter. I don't know, go Evel Knievel, build yourself a rocket. Like, who was that guy? Like Crazy Mike? Was that his name, the flat earth dude who built a homemade rocket and he was going to prove that the earth was flat by launching himself into low orbit, I think. And not surprisingly, he died when the rocket came back down without a parachute. Sorry to hear that, but gravity does work, it turns out. But whatever. Maybe your rocket will have a parachute. You could like launch yourself out of LA and then you can come down in a parachute in, Phoenix or somewhere. Phoenix is going to be full of chaos too. And actually Phoenix doesn't have a water supply. So you better have a second rocket launcher there. Launch yourself, you know, keep going east. Launch yourself over to Tucson. Tucson's too close to the border. You know, probably the Chinese troops are coming in. So you got to have another rocket launcher there. Launch yourself over to New Mexico. Oh my God, it's run by libtards who are going door to door confiscating guns. You need another rocket launcher. Basically, you got to keep launching yourself until you get to Texas, is what it turns out. Once you get to Texas, you'll be okay. We know how to protect liberty here. So you might as well just come here first and then you don't need all those rockets, is all I'm saying. Get to Texas ahead of time and you might have a chance. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. PrepWithMike.com is the website. There are no how-to videos on making your own rockets. Sorry. That's we'll leave that for somebody else. But thank you for listening. Be safe. Get prepared.